Natural Resources Defense Council attorney Larry Levine told an assembly committee such audits can guide efforts to control water loss.
There are 130 million gallons of treated drinking water, we estimate, lost each day across the state. And of that, about 50 million gallons per day, valued at $10 million a year, are likely to be cost-effective for utilities to reduce, to solve that loss.
New Jersey Sierra Club Director Jeff Tittle favors a more aggressive approach that would require suppliers to fix problems where the biggest water losses are occurring.
I think it needs to be tied to actually a planning process and then a funding mechanism, either set aside by the utilities or others, to start moving that forward.
A legislative task force examining the state's water system infrastructure is expected to make its recommendations in the spring. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.